Dreamscape presents Unsound by Heather Critchlow. Narrated by Stephen Brand. Prologue. Edinburgh. Aaron. 2010. He's not sure how long he's been unconscious, but when he wakes, it's still dark. The metal is like ice against his skin. It admits no forgiveness, offers no warmth. The pain in his leg is excruciating, and his body is stuck in the strangest position, as if he's fallen down a rabbit hole and is looking at the darkness like Alice, standing on her head in that story his wee sister Kirsty loves. He doesn't know where he is. He throws his arms out, feeling only the cold, hard metal, and sets off a clanging, booming echo that deafens him. There is no white rabbit. Tears refuse to come, just a low keening, like the cattle in the fields at home. He can almost smell the byres, and imagines himself on his early morning rounds atop a frozen blanket of snow, lulled by the crunching squeak of his feet on the ice cape. There he is, seen from above, filling the troughs, calling to the dogs, doing his father's bidding. Strange, though, he can hear Kirsty playing her violin in the background. A sweet, clean sound in his ears. Maybe she's left her window open and the music is dancing out to him. He never did watch her play at Hogmanay. The failure to keep his promise is a sudden, piercing regret. What he wouldn't give to be back there now, on the farm with them all, where he belongs. There's so much to tell them he's sorry for. But he's in Edinburgh, and they're miles away, perched on the edge of the Highlands. It might as well be the moon. Aaron drops into unconsciousness for a time. It can't be long, because it's still dark when he wakes. Above him, he can see the bright, distant pinpricks of stars. He's stopped, feeling cold now. A crystal clear moment of soberness and pain. He needs to live. He needs to be able to tell them he's sorry. He shouts and thrashes, calls for help, but the sounds crash around him, and he has no idea if they travelled anywhere other than into his own head. He bites down on his lip and forces himself upwards, screaming with the mind-dissolving pain of it, using his fingernails to brace and pull. He's so weak after these past weeks, but he throws everything he's got into it, like a spider trying to climb out of a bottle. It isn't enough. His fingernails break and tear. The only warmth he feels is the blood where he rips them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?